It's so scary, but I feel like right now we're living in a time where we have to be so mindful of like the things that we say, how we move throughout life. And yeah, it's something that I'm learning about myself, because I feel like people are so transactional and people are constantly on this like want spirit. And you know, we always do this thing of like, why me? Why am I going through this? This is so hard. Like, why is this happening to me? But one thing that I want to cover today is mindset shift and mindset. And one thing that I'm going to be honest about is that today I am preaching to myself, guys. I am preaching to myself. A lot of times when I come on this podcast, it's me confronting myself and being real with myself as well. Hi, guys. Welcome back to the To All the People podcast. This is your host, Janelle Roberts, and I'm so, so excited to have you here with me. This last week, we didn't have an episode. There was no way for us to have an episode. It was Easter, and I wanted to just practice some mindfulness and just focus on where I am in life and where I'm headed and where I'm going. As you guys know, every single Monday, we come out with a new episode. And a lot of times, I always kind of like batch content and record after. But lately, I just haven't been in the spirit. And I feel like I haven't had the time to sit back and do the things that I want to do and sit back and write and focus on those things. And I keep saying, oh, I'm so busy. Oh, I'm so overworked. But when I actually sit back and think about how I utilize my time, how am I utilizing my time, and how am I sitting up and how am I showing up in the world? When I go home, right, the number one thing that I do after a long day is I open up my laptop, turn on my TV, I'll probably watch Bravo. I love Bravo. Y'all know I love Martha's Vineyard. Y'all know I love Summer's House. Y'all know I love Real Housewives of Atlanta. Y'all know I love 90 Day Fiancé. Well, maybe y'all don't know that, but now y'all know that I like reality TV. I also love watching movies. I like going to the movies. I like doing all of those things, but lately I've been consuming a lot of other people's energy and a lot of other people's lives opposed to my own. And I don't think that I've been paying attention to the social programming that I've like kind of been putting myself through. And that goes back to that mindfulness. So today, you guys, it's April 1st. I'm recording April 1st. This won't come out until like April 7th, but 7th or 8th. But today, kid you not, I woke up today. I didn't sleep well last night. I just was up and out of it, up and out of it. And I kept feeling this like call on my spirit. Okay, something has to change. No, something has to change. Like our time management, like how are we utilizing it? How are we being creative? You haven't written anything in a long time. You aren't focusing on the things that you really want to focus on. So like, how are we utilizing this? How are we using this time? We spend so much time scrolling on social media. We spend so much time scrolling on TikTok. We spend so much time on Instagram. We spend so much time doing a lot of other things. And one thing that I do love doing is my podcast, and I love writing, and I want to get my media company up and running and get it to a point where I want it to be sustainable and doing all of these things. But if I have all of these things distracting me from getting to me, how do I separate who I am from the overconsumption of other people's lives without even realizing I'm doing it? And that's the thing. A lot of us don't even realize that we are so emotionally enmeshed in other people's lives that in a lot of ways can hold us back from reaching our full potential. Because if you're on social media and you're scrolling, it's telling you how you should look, how you should think, how you should feel. And I understand we're in the age of Aquarius right now. So a lot of things that we are feeling and experience, it's sometimes we know too much. I know that sounds so crazy, but you know, TikTok is a platform that has shown us so many different things. It's revealed the truth. It's given us ideas. It's made us think differently. It's also put out a false narrative. Facebook does the same thing. Instagram is super curated. You can make anything look any type of way. And, you know, I think when we pay attention to how we're being socially programmed, it's a hard thing to swallow. Because, you know, when we look at the people that we're idolizing right now in life, right, there's so many things that are like happening, right? So many scandals, right? We have the P. Diddy scandal. We have the Jay Shetty scandal. We have so many different things that are going on right now where we're seeing the mask from people that we idolize being removed. And the key word that I want to pay attention to right now is idolizing. And one thing on this podcast that is so essential and so important to me is for everybody to have their own sense of identity and their own sense of ideas. I'm just here for food for thought. I also talk about my imperfections. I also talk about things that I lack in and things that I could be better in. You know, one thing that I 1000% could be better in doing is really learning how to conserve my energy and really learning how to like keep my mouth closed. And when I say keep my mouth closed, I'm not like a messy person or anything like that. I think my problem is I'm too open. And I oftentimes can be very naive to people and the people around me, because a lot of times I am like expecting people to see the world that I see it or feel the way that I feel it. And I feel like I've been getting really caught up in situations that have nothing to do with me. It's me being perceived in a way that keeps people from paying attention to themselves and how they feel. And this morning when I woke up, I was like, you know what? Today I'm going to actually try to decompress. And most importantly, I am going to detox from scrolling on my phone. I'm going to try to detox from TV. It is literally 9 a.m. in the morning, and I've been keeping track of the amount of times I've tried to get on Instagram today. And I've tried to get on Instagram already 12 times, and it is 9 a.m. Isn't that scary when you think about that? And I feel like, you know, we've talked about, I had a situation that happened on social media a while ago, and I was so overly warped and overly consumed with it. And the idea that, oh my gosh, like I'm annoyed that someone's lying on me and someone's making up this story and this belief and this ideology of how I am and what I did when I didn't do any of these things and nothing happened. And I had to ask myself, why am I so bothered by something that I didn't do? Why am I so bothered by this? You know, and it goes back to that thing of learning how to let go of like ego and focus on dignity. I was on TikTok the other day, and I wanted to play you guys something, this guy that I found online, and it was so spot on about, you know, like why people don't like you and why it is this way. And I think it's so important and essential that we get back to who we are instead of over consuming the thoughts of other people. It is so scary to put yourself in the mindset of how someone might think of you and how someone might perceive you. And most importantly, I just really want us to focus on the importance of like gratuity and just being thankful. And it's from a creator by the name of Ali Quality. He's so good. And I just wanted to play you this. It's so spot on. And I think this could touch anyone that's probably really struggling to understand why things are happening the way they're happening. And this is more so of a conversation podcast today. Like, we're not preaching, we're not doing any of that, but let me play it for you.
I don't like you is because you know the truth. When someone is so cocky with their mistreatment towards you that they show you exactly who they are, while revealing every single intimate detail about their life, the rage that overcomes them when they are unable to break you sends them into a frenzy where they will intentionally do whatever it is they can in order to try to hurt you, get your attention, and get a response out of you. Even if it means telling everyone nothing but false information about you. Because deep down inside, they're so afraid of people actually knowing who they are that they are willing to blame you for everything. And it's so interesting to watch people throw themselves under a bus that you're not even driving. Because truth be told, even if you do still feel some type of way about what someone has done to you, in some situations, we really don't care enough to speak about it because we've either moved so far beyond it that we just simply don't care. It's not a focus. We're focused on ourselves and our own internal healing. We know that they're going to get what's coming to them because they already have to exist as themselves. And sometimes for some people, that's enough not to get back at somebody. Or we're just going to get them back when we're ready and able. And that's why they're obsessed with you. Because when these people harm you and do you wrong, while on the outside, they're super cocky because they feel like you will never say anything about it or do anything about it, which feeds into their ego because they have been able to get away with hurting and misleading people for so long. For some of these narcissists, they are extremely paranoid. And every day of their life, they are living in fear of you. Which is typically why these types of people and the environments and societies that support them do whatever they can to silence you, corner you, and convince you and everyone around you that you are crazy. Sometimes they're hoping that one day you snap in such a way where when you do finally speak, no one will believe you. because they recognize that we live in a society where presentation and image is everything to a lot of people. And so sometimes when someone is overtly and obviously emotional, they know that people will focus more on the emotion and not what's actually being said. Mm. But that does not change the fact that they are very afraid, and they should be. And that's why they keep coming back and keep coming after you. They want to keep trying to get you before you get them, even if you're not even planning on getting them. So do you understand how powerful you are? You have people in shambles, and all you're doing is existing and minding your business. As intimidating and overwhelming as life may be, because there are so many people like them, all of those horrible people together will never be stronger than you by yourself. Each and every one of them are afraid of you. So the next time you feel down about someone that won't leave you alone, that's continuing to spread false information about you, just remember, you know the truth. And even if you do nothing with that, but move on with your life in peace and in silence, they will have the day that they deserve.
That was like, that was so spot on to me, like when I heard that. And one thing that I took away from it is, why do I care so much? Why is it bothering me so much? And it's a very, very scary place to be when someone can lie and fabricate stories and make up things about you. And, you know, wanting to move on from a situation where you are being bullied and mistreated. And one thing that I think is so important is, like, it's so easy to push content to get people who feel the exact same way that you do to go out and bully someone else. And I think one thing that I want to really focus on is prioritizing our mindset and how we think about ourselves and how to protect our energy and how to protect our core and how to protect who we are. And I think that goes back to the overconsumption. I think that goes back to having a sense of identity, because when you know yourself, no one can tell you anything about yourself that you don't already know. No one can lie on you. No one can say that you did anything wrong. No one can make up a story. No one can do any of that. And learning how to detox yourself and detox your brain in a way that is going to be effective for you, because there might be that book that you want to write. There might be that story that you want to tell. There might be that business venture that you want to focus on, but there are so many distractions around us. And I feel like we have to pay attention to the things that are distracting us from achieving our goals and pushing us to get to where we want to get to. These are all distractions. Caring what other people think and feel are distractions. Being overly consumed, and also having people around you that will distract you. Having people that constantly bring up bad news to you. Having people that are basically watchdogs. Having people that are keeping up with things that are being said about you is such a fragile and toxic state to be in. Some people want to distract you from your goals, and some people want to distract you from your dreams. But we can keep saying some people, and we can keep blaming people. But I think the hardest thing that we can do is blame ourselves, because we are to blame when it comes to this. We have to like reel in and focus on like, why is this really, really bothering me? Because when we really look at it from like a wider angle, like an eagle's view, like an eagle's viewpoint flying up and soaring in the sky, we're able to really focus on the fact that there's so much to the world, and there's so much to us, and there's so many other things to be consumed about. And one thing that I've learned, and I'm learning to practice, because I'm in the season of rebooting myself. We have finished the first quarter of the year, and right now this season for me is all about rebooting myself and getting my vibrations up and giving myself the space to kind of just be, to focus on the things that make me. And that goes back to that inner child healing that we've talked about so often on this page, on this TikTok. Going back to the things that made us happy as children, going back to focus on the things that we may have wanted to do when we were kids growing up, going back to those moments where we felt the safest, going back to, you know, buy that favorite toy that we wanted. In season one, I talked a lot about inner child healing and like buying myself like a pair of UGG boots that I always wanted, and that feeling of finally being able to buy these $100 shoes that so many other kids had that I didn't have. But a part of me felt like the shoes weren't for me. It was more of a social status. It was more for me to feel good about myself. And it was more for me to feel okay with myself. And it was more for me to prove a point that I'm enough. And I think I'm at a point in my life that I don't need things to tell me my value. I don't need people to tell me my value. And I think God is teaching me to be more quiet, to be more to myself, and to understand that, you know, we live in a society where you're not allowed to have an opinion. You're not allowed to have your own thoughts. You're not allowed to think for yourself. You're not allowed to be your own person. We live in a society that even if you have an opinion about someone that everyone likes, but that they did something wrong to you, then you were wrong. We live in a society where people are easily brainwashed and where people are easily warped to think the same and be the same and feel the same and look the same. And you know you're being singled out when you don't fit the conventional mold. You know you're being singled out when you are doing your own thing. You know you're being singled out when things like this happen, when people are coming together to try to tear you apart, to try to tear you down, to try to make people like, to make people hate you. Like, you know you are on the path to greatness, but along the way on that path of greatness, we might get distracted by all of the nuances that are being thrown our way. And I try to give myself grace and not be upset at myself for getting so bothered by things that are out of my control. Because one thing that's going to bother me is someone coming for me when I've done absolutely nothing wrong. Being able to talk out loud and voice my opinion is something that's important to me. And a lot of people don't have opinions to share because a lot of people don't have their own thoughts. And I know that's so scary. I know that's like a very harsh statement to say, but a lot of people aren't free thinkers. A lot of people don't have the capability to think of their own. A lot of people don't have the capability to be their own person because a lot of people are trying to fit this mold and trying to be like so badly. But most importantly, a lot of people don't have their own thoughts that belong to them. Some people are not able to think the way that you do. Some people are brainwashed by society. Some people are brainwashed by social media. Some people are brainwashed by our phone. Like, don't get me wrong. There's good social media. There's good podcasts. There's good people to follow, but at the end of the day, we are being socially programmed to think of ourselves lesser and to constantly be on this hope of wanting more and constantly be on this hope of needing this and constantly being on this hope of needing that. And it's such a tiresome place to be, because what you're going to end up being on is on this constant loophole of needing this outside validation that has absolutely nothing to do with you, where you're only just pushing yourself further and further and further and further and further away from your goals, from your dreams, from who you are and where you should be and where God is intending you to be. I don't want to be away from my goals and my dreams by being overconsumed by all of it, being overconsumed by getting the perfect post, being overconsumed by the perfect aesthetic, you know. It's so funny because there's always that quote, like, you know, money doesn't buy happiness. And there, that is true, but then a lot of ways it does, because money does give you the freedom. However, there are moments in time and moments in life where we can look around us and we're like, okay, like, you know, this person has so little, but it's so happy. Like, how does that work and how does it happen? And I can't even describe it. To be in a point and a place in your life where you no longer want more, but you want to sustain what you have, is such a beautiful place to be, because that's when God continues to bless you and pour into your life. It's so funny because, like, me and Luke were literally just having a conversation. We live in almost like a 3,000 square foot house. Me and him both have our offices. We work a lot. We come home. We hang out in two places, either the living room or the bedroom. And we have these conversations where we look at each other and we're just like, why did we move here? Why did we need all this space? We really didn't need all of this space. We didn't need all of this. I mean, it's great, it's nice and beautiful, but we really didn't need this. And we get in our head about it, but I feel like that is healing. We've had spaces before that were 3,300 square feet. You know, we lived in a penthouse. We've done all of those things. And to finally be at this point in our life where we're looking at each other and saying, what a privilege we get to have to be able to live like this, but also what a sense of identity and a sense of being awake to realize that I actually want more than this. And when I say more, I want more time, intentional time with the people that I love and intentional time with myself. And all I can say to you is, like, if things are getting in the way of you being you, please let them go. Do not keep pushing yourself further and further and further away from your sense of identity, further away from what makes you you, further away from what makes you happy. Like, do not go on that rabbit hole. It's exhausting. Do not constantly be in this essence of wanting more, because the older that I get, the more that I feel bad for people that live in a 4,000 square foot house by themselves and it's $4 million and they have no one to share it with. You're trying to fill up this void in yourself with things, when all God is saying is to look at me, focus on me, be with me. And it's so funny because people like say, are you like Christian and, you know, blah, blah, blah. No, like God is whatever you want it to be. And yeah, I'm Christian. I'm spiritual. That's how I feel about it. But when I talk about God and its essence, I'm talking about earth. I'm talking about nature, because when I think of God, I think of light and I think of nature and I think of things that make us one with nature. And, you know, when once we realize that like we function with nature and we are one with nature, that's like why when the air is polluted we feel sick. That's why we need greens for our body. Once we realize that we are one with the world that is around us, the more happier we will be. And you know, the one takeaway that I want you to have from this podcast, I know that I'm just talking and practicing mindfulness, is like, you know, before you wake up in the morning and before you sit there and grab your phone, please take the time out to check in with yourself. Please wake up and say, how am I feeling today? Do I feel sad? Am I tired? Does my body need more rest? Am I thirsty? Please take that first 20 minutes of your morning to get out of bed and do something for yourself before picking up that device. The way it changes the entire trajectory of your morning, I can't even explain it. Before you wake up and you go look at your favorite influencer, before you wake up and see what you missed, because one thing I want you to realize is like, it will still be there. Those posts will still be there. The people you follow will still be there, but you won't always be there. Your mind won't always be there. Your sense of state won't always be there. If you have good health, if you have legs to walk, a body to move, if you can breathe on your own, if you have a home to sleep in, if you have people that love you, take advantage of it. Don't be so overconsumed with my life or your parents' life or the people you follow online life. Like, the coolest thing you're going to be able to do is focus on you. It doesn't get cooler than that. It doesn't get cooler than you taking the time out to get to know yourself. So please wake up in the morning, and before you do anything else, check in on you and see how you feel. I have mornings sometimes where I'm not in the mood to go slave myself away in the gym. I'm not in the mood to like do that. Sometimes I'm in the mood to wake up, maybe lay there for a second. You know, sometimes I feel very emotional in the morning. I feel the most emotional in the morning. Sometimes I feel so depleted because I've spent the whole night being awake and I'm not sleeping enough. I'm not focusing on myself enough. I'm not looking at myself enough. And when was the last time that you actually just looked at yourself in the mirror without having to get ready to look at yourself in the mirror? Like, when was the last time you just actually looked at yourself and checked in with yourself and said, you're beautiful, you're smart, you're kind, you're going to get through this, you're going to be okay, you're going to be fine. Please take the time out to explore yourself. Stop being so overconsumed. Don't detox your brain. Detox your brain into loving who you are, if you're struggling to find that, because there's a lot of things distracting us right now. And we are living in such weird times with a lot of weird people that make up weird things and do weird things. A lot of people that want the power that you have, but they can't do it. And a lot of people that will project onto you. I said to my therapist the other day, I said, I've always been an easy scapegoat for people. And I firmly believe that, because I'm a very easy person for other people to blame for them not working on themselves. That's been the trajectory of my entire life. Either you embrace me or you strongly dislike me. And if you embrace me, it's because I push you to be your better self and I make you feel safe. If you dislike me, it's because I push you to be your better self and I make you feel safe. And some people don't like people that have that type of energy and that type of tenacity. And I think it's important to reel in and focus on yourself and practice a level of mindfulness that is going to push you to be the best version of yourself. I don't know, you guys, there's some things that I just want you to ask yourself. And I just want you to, like, if you have time today, just take a moment and ask yourself, you know, how am I doing today? Like, let that just be the journal entry. Like, how am I doing today? Like, how am I feeling today? How am I showing up for myself? Like, what goal am I achieving? Am I just achieving fitness? To what extent? To look like the person that I follow? Or am I achieving it because I want to be healthy? I want to love my curvy body. I want to love my unconventional shape. I want to love the color of my skin. Because sometimes we're pushing ourselves so much to look like everything but ourselves, because we want to fit this mold and we're not meant to be that way. And if you're struggling with self-love and self-identity and self-exploration, then this might be the perfect podcast for you to learn how to detox your brain from everything that you've been putting yourself through. Because I know it's too much. You know it's too much. Our favorite influencers are not going to push us to love ourselves even more. We're going to sit there and compare. Like, yeah, you might feel inspired by my post. Like, yeah, you might look at my page and be like, oh, Janelle inspires me. But like, to what extent? Do you get what I'm saying? To what extent? Because if I'm inspiring a lifestyle that you want, the lifestyle has nothing to do with who you are as a person. And I want you to love who you are as a person. That's the most important thing. And even with the podcast, I have to get back to the fact that, like, I'm on this platform not for likes and views. I'm not on this platform to make money and lie to people and tell them things. I'm on this platform because I know what it feels like to be misunderstood. And I know what it feels like to not be loved. And I know what it feels like to not be respected. And I know what it feels like to feel like you're, I can't even explain it, to honestly feel like you're drowning. That's why I do it. That's why I do it. I don't want the podcast to be a checklist. I don't want my office to be a part of my checklist. I want this to be something that I do and that I love. I'm so sorry. It's such a deep podcast. I was not trying to get this deep or even trying to get this emotional, but you know, today I woke up and I was just like, something has to change. And if something has to change for you, this is it. And I want you just to really focus on yourself and love yourself and get to know yourself, because you're beautiful. You're strong, you're bold, and we all have it in us. We all have it in us. It might be hard to see it, but it's hard to see when you're being overly consumed with other things that are pushing you further and further away from who you are. That's the podcast today, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to the To All The People podcast. I am your host, Janelle Roberts, and I hope you have a lovely and amazing rest of your day. Truthfully, I really, really do. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. And that is it. That was so heavy. Jesus, girl, calm down. But yeah, have a good one. Bye.